Welcome to this week's edition of Mountain Outhouse News. I'm your host, Jam Jam. This is the craziest shit to happen in running this week. This week's stories include a Yukon Arctic Ultra Frostbitten Toe Cocktail, Killian's Bob Graham Round, and which runner had a week at Western States. Killian, you sly dog, saying you pulled out a hard rock because you weren't ready for the long effort. Then you go quietly and absolutely slay the Bob Graham Round. If you somehow weren't on social media this weekend, I can't understate how big of a deal this is. The Bob Graham Round is an infamous loop in the English Lake District, which completes a circuit of 42 fells or peaks, which one must complete in under 24 hours. It is not a race, but typically a solo FKT-type effort. Billy Bland, back in 1982, set the long-standing FKT of 13 hours, 53 minutes, which stood the test of time for 36 years, until Killian, aided by a slew of pacers and support crew, including Bland himself, cruised to a new fastest known time of 12 hours, 52 minutes. I legit am curious how much slower Killian would have been sans pacers and crew helping him to find the way. No knock to Killian, but I'm curious and would really be surprised if Bland had that level of support back in 82. She did it, folks. Katra completed the 310-mile Mere Ramble route in a total time of 7 days, 9 hours, 49 minutes, supposedly setting a new FKT. This would be cool to see others follow in her footsteps. Who's next? Here's something different. Remember hearing about the Yukon Arctic Ultra and tales of athlete frostbite this winter? Well, one of those athletes is supposedly going to send his frostbitten toe on up to the downtown hotel in Dawson City, Yukon, where it will be used in the bar's infamous Sour Toe Cocktail. Yes, that's literally a dried up human toe and a shot of alcohol. What the actual F? Hard Rock's European sister race, the Ronda del Sims, which encircles the country of Andorra, sandwiched between Spain and France in the Pyrenees Mountains, took place under snowy and wet conditions. American Darcy Piquet was victorious in the 170-kilometer race, which features over 44,000 feet of climb. She took the win in 36:14, which is a pretty damn good time. When I ran it back in 2016, I was well over 41 hours. As for the men, Alberto Herrero of Spain won in 31 hours, 45 minutes. Interesting to note, no one has ever broken 30 hours on the full normal course at Ronda del Sims. It's that frickin' tough. Pete Kostelnik is in pretty fine shape ahead of his transcontinental run starting this August from Alaska to Florida. He just pumped out a 14:04 100-mile at the Canal Corridor race in the mighty Midwest. Brian Poland wasn't far behind in 14:24. Connie Gardner threw down a 16:40 to win the women's race for the second straight year. Let's switch gears to some mountain running. Loon Mountain is just 6.6 miles long in New Hampshire, but packs a punch and serves as the 2018 U.S. Mountain Running Championships. No surprise here on the men's side, as now Hoka One One athlete Joe Gray won in 50:28, followed by Andy Wacker in 51:49. On the women's side, Allie McLaughlin won in 57:45 ahead of Addie Bracey, who came in second at 59:11. The new iteration of the epic 50K James Varner's San Juan Mountain Fatass took place around the peaks this last weekend. It used to pack 15K of climb in the 50K distance, which took the Skaggs Bros in their prime over 9 hours. But that's child's play now that he's added more peaks and more vert, closing in on 19K of climb. This year saw 5 finishers, up from 2 last year. Christoph Tuscher won in 14 hours, 10 minutes, with Michael Versteeg and Ian McNair coming in second in 15:33. Ryan Marble was fourth, and Anthony Culpepper rounded out in fifth in 18:30. Megan Hicks was the furthest female in the field, turning around just prior to the final 2 climbs. Tried looking up full results for the Leadville Silver Rush 50 mile, but only saw the mountain bike race results, which were loaded under the run. I Run Far reported Abby Mitchell with the ladies' win in 8:25, and the men's winner was Josh Eberle in 7:02. An update on the Mackey Man, aka Lead Man Challenge, for Dave Mackey. He took on the 50 mile mountain bike and 50 mile run on consecutive days this weekend, all while dealing with some issues with his blade. He had to epoxy his shoe grip on the bottom of his blade after a malfunction, which came undone halfway through. Despite that, he got it done and is now set up for the next piece of his Leadville journey, the 100-mile mountain bike race, in August. Western States released their 2018 survey results, highlighting such things as what gear people wore, if coaches were used, and pacers versus no pacers. Let's take a quick look. Of interest were that no first-time 100-mile runners DNF'd. Sweet. Hoka was the most popular shoe, followed by Ultra, then Salomon. For socks, Injinji slightly outweighed Drymax. 27% of the field uses a paid coach, with almost no variance between DNFs, sub-24-hour, and over-24-hour finishers. As for packs, Salomon was king, followed by Ultimate Direction, and then Nathan. Before we move on from Western States entirely for the year, let's take a quick look at this year's fashion. Most notably were the Holy shirts. Holy Many companies have jumped on board to produce laser-cut professional versions of the Walmsley crop top made infamous in 2016. Also of note was something we've literally never seen before at Western States, a Speedo worn by Corey Woltering. Hashtag Speedo and Squaw came through big time, rocking his rainbows and unicorn Speedo. Wow. Nailed it. The Ginger Runner, aka Ethan Newberry, you guys know him from YouTube, after recently hitting the 100,000 subscriber milestone, he thought it would be a good idea to celebrate with a 100K run. Not only that, but he decided to live stream the entire event. You can check it out over on his channel. Talk about having a shitty week. 8th place finisher at Western States 100, the Pima Pirate Charlie Ware from Tucson, Arizona, chronicles in his race report that he literally sharted just prior to the Rucky Chucky River crossing. Talk about great timing. Guess if you're gonna do it just before the river. Sad news associated with the trapped Thailand soccer team. Although they were all successfully rescued from the cave this week, one rescue diver, former Thai Navy SEAL Saman Kunan, died after not having enough oxygen left in his tank after helping the boys out. He was unable to get himself out safely. He was an avid trail runner and part of the North Face adventure team. What a hero. Let's all think about Saman's courage on our runs this week. Wanted to give a big thank you to the Barry family of Sea Ranch Lakes for becoming our newest Patreon supporter at the $50 level. We absolutely cannot produce this show without all of your support each month. Thanks, Barry fam. We'd also like to take a second to thank Squirrels Nut Butter, Park City Running Company, and Brian Sands for their continued support at the $50 level. We, of course, appreciate all of the rest of our Patreon supporters. And with that, thanks for tuning in to episode 101 of Outhouse News. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time. If you have crazy stories to share or a question or feedback for the show, please leave a comment below. If you'd like to directly support the show financially, consider becoming a Patreon supporter of this channel or pick up this custom pair of Jam Jam sunglasses. Link below, only one available. Have a shitty week. And if this episode looks a little weird, I apologize. I'm actually filming outside in Silverton, Colorado, as I will be next week.